Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Excited right now. People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And I'm here riding solo today because I'm recording this a day earlier than usual. And I had some plans I got to do tomorrow on our usual recording day. And it's one of those extra weeks in the month where I usually do a talking Cavalon or something like that. So since it's Mescal month, I just thought I would do a talking Mescal, if you will. I was going to have Cody on, I think I said that on last week's episode, but like I said, I had plans for tomorrow, and I don't want the brother to just be waiting on me and shit like that, because I'm sure he's got things to do, you know, his girlfriend to fuck, you know, things like that of nature. So I just decided I'm just going to knock this out the boat right now, here on a Saturday afternoon, where I just won me a whiskey bottle right now in a whiskey auction my buddy was doing right here, and I just won something, and I'm fucking ecstatic about that. This is a dope, well, actually, technically, it's not even really whiskey. It was aged in whiskey barrels, but you'll have to wait and see what it is. But super stoked about that, because I've been actually looking for this bottle. I wouldn't say looking, but I was probably looking for about like a month before it. So yeah, I'm super stoked about that. But well, one I was actually super stoked about getting was that fucking Michter's Toasted Barrel Bourbon that finally got re-released. They haven't done one since 2018, and I had a guy all lined up for me. All I had to do was wait a few weeks, and you know, in those weeks of waiting, because they started dropping everywhere, and I just said, I already got a guy. Fucking reviews came out on that fucking bottles talking about how mediocre it was, and then I started seeing people I know in the whiskey community drinking, going like, meh. I was like, fuck, dude. So then, you know, you start thinking, that's when you start hearing that, and you start thinking about like, man, I really don't want to drop $200 on a fucking bottle that's just meh. So then I started really thinking. And I saw some stores charging $269, $400. And I was just like, all right, I really ain't dropping them prices. You can suck my dick. That ain't happening. But then even $199, I was just like, if that bottle's meh, why the fuck would I want that then? So now, I ain't gonna lie, I kind of burnt my excitement away from it. And I still got my boy that's lined up for me to have it. But now I'm kind of like, yeah, I think I'd rather wait till I see a Four Roses 2021 now, to be honest. I mean, I really wanted it, but now it's like, do I really want to drop 150 on that? No, thank you. I could use that 150 towards something else, per se. But anyway, on the bigger and better things here, we're going to have a pretty quick short show here. We're going to probably just jump right into it. I mean, well, first of all, tonight we got a big UFC pay-per-view. Technically, I don't think it's that big. I think everyone else thinks it's big because fucking Nick Diaz is fighting again. But I got to be honest with you. I think he's getting dropped. So he's been complaining a lot and a lot and a lot in his interviews and shit, talking about how he should be fighting Kamaru Usman and stuff like that. It's like, Negro, what the fuck are you smoking? What are you smoking? Please, give me some. I want to hit that shit one time. I just want to know. For you to be believing some delusional ass shit like that. But that's what he said. And I'm just looking at it going like, you fucking crazy. And I expect him to get knocked out tonight. Plus, he was talking about how he can't make weight. And I'm just like, and some of his training videos, he's looked slow as shit. So I'm like, and I know it's just training videos, but fuck, dude. It's like, but you know them Diaz boys, man, they're like McGregor. They just got their fanboys on them, and I'm sure when he gets knocked the fuck out, they'll be saying, hey, what a warrior he is. And man, it's a warrior for him to step in that cage at the and not being in the cage for 7 years, and he's just an inspiration, or so whatever shit they may say like that. But yeah, personally, I think dude looks washed, so. But I was looking up some things here. You gotta excuse the... Ooh, that's really bad. Oh, my Lord. Ooh. Ooh, that's really bad. Oh, well. Okay. So, I was looking up some tasting notes on that Michter's here. Or, not tasting notes, some more reviews here. Ooh. This one person gave it 2 out of 5 stars here. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's not good. That ain't good at all. I don't think I even want that now. That's actually kind of sad, but nonetheless here, accept all cookies, goddammit. So, the only really main fight I was looking forward to tonight was the Alexander Volkanovski versus Brian Ortega. I think that one's just going to be a fucking banger. I think these two are just going to beat the shit out of each other. Mainly, I think, I think Volkanovski's going to beat the shit out of him, and I think Ortega's just going to go to his submissions. But at the end of the day, I think I don't think Ortega can keep up with Alexander's speed, and I think Alexander's got this in the clinch. Valentina Shevchenko is fighting tonight too, but I don't really get excited for her fights. I know she's about to kill this fucking girl. So it's kind of like Amanda Nunes. You know, I love both of these women. I think they're the most. I think they're retiring with their belts, but I don't really get that excited for their fights anymore because I know they're about to smash them in the first fucking round. So. I forgot the girl's name that she's fighting, but your face about to get beat in. So, welcome to your official murdering here. So, they might as well just go ahead and lay out the fucking casket, build that shit. I want someone to walk in when her opponent walks into the cage. I want they to measure this woman, just get her height and width requirements and shit like that. And she looks at him and says, "What the fuck are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. We had a casket right over here for you. We're going to lay you in that as we wheelchair you the fuck out of here after Valentina gets done with you." Valentina's going to smash her. She's going to win by knockout or TKO. And she's going to do her little dance. And she's going to say, "I'm going to beat the shit out of everybody that comes forward to me." So, and that's how that's going to run. I expect the same thing for Amanda Nunes in December when she fights Juliana Pena. She's going to say the same shit. Instead of doing a dance, she's going to do the little whisper thing and say, "Nobody's ready for me." And honestly, I was reading the drop bot here. It says jury deliberations to resume Monday in R. Kelly trial. That trial is still going on. This motherfucker's guilty, okay? There's nothing else to talk about. He pissed on women and had them in like sex dungeons and shit like that. Like, whatever, I digress. But yeah, I don't think this card is really all that interesting to me, per se. I expect that Diaz one to be over pretty fast, too, to be honest. You know what? Let me not say that. Because them Diaz boys, they do got some tough-ass chins. I get that. Their biggest problem is they bleed too fucking much. So he might actually go the whole 3 rounds before he gets knocked out. So I'll just leave it at that. I actually am planning on doing the betting tonight, too. I know a sports bet they do where, like, you predict every round and how the finish is. I can't remember what the grand prize is. I did that last pay-per-view. Fucking Wonder Boy. I had every match and round right except for that fucking Wonder Boy fight. He fucked me. So I will never bet on Wonder Boy ever fucking again. Like, I had every fucking round correct. I was looking at this going like, shit, I'm like a UFC savant right now, you know. And then that Wonder Boy fight came on. I didn't even pay attention. I was like, Wonder Boy about to kill. I think it was Gilbert Burns. Fucking Gilbert Burns. I think they went the whole, was it the 3 rounds? And he beat him by some, I can't even remember now. He fucking won. I was just like, goddamn, Wonder Boy is all fucking hype. Shit. Nah, but I like Wonder Boy. He just fucked me on possibly $1 million, whatever the grand prize was or whatever. But if I ever see you in the streets, Wonder Boy, I'll put my head down between my legs and won't say shit because I don't want you to kick my ass. But anyway, though, people, so now let's talk about some mezcal now. So I'm calling this episode Jim and Bolt Mezcal. And the reason why I'm calling it that is because, well, I got some Jim and Bolt Mezcal. I mean, it's as simple as that. There's no hidden innuendo between this. So what I have here, I have a miniature bottle of Jim and Bolt Mezcal. I was thinking of buying that bottle because I thought the bottle just looked so clean and swift. And it was only like $35, but even $35 for me nowadays on liquor, that's just like, eh. It's funny because I'm kind of a cheap ass when it comes to that, but I'm kind of not. It's like I don't really want to spend $35 on some shit that I don't know if I'm going to enjoy or not really want. When my mindset is like thinking, like, I could take that $35 and add it to this $100 right here and go buy me this $135 bottle that I want. Basically, I'm just trying to find new ways to buy alcohol and be cheap about it. This is what I'm really getting at here. But I got it from my store, my favorite new store now, Tequila Ranch Liquor, when I went there to get my other mezcal bottle. And I was like, oh, I need another one because I knew we had this extra week. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll just do a Talking Cavalon, but I don't feel like fucking drinking Cavalon right now. And plus it's mezcal month, so that'd look really weird if you just threw in some fucking Cavalon whiskey. So Jim and Bolt it is. I saw this miniature sitting right on his shelf, and I just looked at that and just said, you guys get mezcal miniatures? Sweet. Perfect. He told me I was really going to like this. I'm about to open this bad boy up. Let's go ahead. And it's a pretty thick miniature, too. Ooh. As soon as I popped that cork, that smoke just, like, cleared out of there. Mmm. Ooh, that's like... Yeah, I'm only going to pour half the miniature. Shit, I might want to come back to this later. I'm, like, really busy. But I'm going to try to find some time to play some video games a little later. Play some Call of Duty. Get on my kill streak, you know? Because I've been fucking people up on that game. You know, I had the most kills in this one game I played on a 6-on-6. And I fucking came in second place. I was looking at that going like, what the hell? I had like 48 kills. I died maybe 13 times, whatever. I guess the guy ahead of me, he died 9 times. But he only had 31. I was like, who the fuck is scoring this shit? I mean, maybe it's just like, oh, if you get headshots, you get extra points or something like that or whatever. Because I did see like the point, I don't know how the point percentage thing works or whatever. But I think I had like 1,000 points left in him, less than him. And I was just like, but I got more kills. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit how I killed him? I mean, I won. So, and I looked on the other team too, and they had under 42 as well. So I was like, so I had the most kills in this whole fucking game. And I ended up in second place on my team. Man, fuck you, Activision. You and your punk ass point system. But I digress. We're here on a lovely Saturday. I got my baby clean. She out there sparkling. Got her all nice and waxed and everything. Ooh. Got my hair cut looking fresh. Oh, we looking clean. Ooh-wee. Ooh. Okay. And I got my fresh mezcal right now. I got my feet in the foot massager right now. I'm getting all massaged up right now. I'm getting all comfortable for everybody here. Put my radio voice on. Yeah. Yeah, women like, we don't want to hear that, JB. Please, just drink your fucking mezcal. Anyway, though. Oh, man. You got a little vanilla scent on there. Right off the bat, I get that vanilla. It's smoky, though. Oh, yeah. It's lightly. It's light, though, now that I poured it in the glass. It's not like it's heavy or medium. It's pretty light now, so... It smells like it's going to be an easy sipper. Mainly I'm getting like this oaky vanilla scent to it. That's about it. Let's go ahead and get into sipping this bad boy. We're already 13 minutes in here. I might be done by 25 minutes. So. Hold on. Is that like vegetable oil? Hold on, I gotta, hold on. I was just looking up where they get the name from. It says the name comes from a story of how mezcal came to be. A lightning bolt struck an agave piña, which roasted and fermented the sugars and created mezcal. I did not know that was a story on how mezcal was created, but that's a crazy ass story. Like, that's like some biblical shit. A lightning bolt came and struck from the sky and hit some agave. That's like some fucking vibranium, basically, then, yeah. So, vibranium came and it flourished our lands with the sweet nectar of mescal. We use it. I mean, by they use vibranium to make their city better and weapons and shit like that. I guess in Mexico, they just said, man, we're going to make some liquor with this and get fucked up. Jim and Bolt mescal is made using Espadin agave, but that's not all. It also features Damiana, a traditional Mexican herb. Well, whatever that herb is, I'm not really tasting it. The palate is sweet. The finish has like a little oomph, and then it just quickly evaporates. It's fun. It's an easy sipper. It's fine. Nothing really special. He said I would like this. I do. I don't think it's all that special. I mean, it is. I don't know how much this miniature was because I threw in some other bottles when I bought it. But I know the 7/5 bottle is $350. I mean, not $350. I'm sorry, $35. And sorry, I was looking at another bottle I plan on buying. Exactly how I thought a $35 bottle would taste. I'm not really getting that herb taste to it. I mean, granted, it didn't say it had herb taste, but it was made with a herb. There's like a cinnamon sugar in there too, because it's really, it's pretty sweet. I'm not gonna lie. It's a light, when I first opened the bottle, it smelled pretty smoky. I guess it was probably just built up, but now it's really light smoke. Especially compared to other mescals. I mean, that smoke is almost like an afterthought when you really think about it. And I think the sweet side generally takes over more. It's funny because all the mescals I've had, for this whole month, I think they've had a little, actually not even a little, they've had a lot of sweetness into it too. But I think this one really takes the cake. And when I think about this, the more I think about it, this works probably pretty well with like a mixer, especially for like a mezcal margarita. I'm thinking like mezcal cocktails. This is probably perfect right there because as a general sipper, it's a daily sipper at that. But then again, if you're like me and you're the godfather or something, I don't know why you would want to come back to this. It's pretty average, basic shit. And obviously, who expect anything incredible about it? I mean, $35 bottle here. It's light on the smoke, obviously. I'm getting like this vegetable oil taste on the finish. It's kind of oily on the finish there, and it like lingers down your throat, but it's got like this vegetable oil taste. I can't escape here. On the palate, it has like that sweet floral essence to it, almost like that, like flowers, basically. But it's really sweet though, especially on the tip of your tongue. Like you can taste the sweetness right off of it. Roasted or toasted oak. Yeah, man. I don't know. This is pretty average for me. I'm not really that excited about it. I'm enjoying it. I feel like if I pour a little bit more, which I'm about to do right now. Actually, you know what? Yeah, fuck it. I'll probably use this fucking bottle now as like a sampler or something. I do like that the miniature is in glass too as well. So, there's that. It's actually floral on the nose too. It's got like this floral essence to it. Yeah, that vegetal funk that I'm getting or whatever, it's heavenly there now. And granted, that's in most mezcals anyway, so. Oh, I took a bigger sip. Yeah, it's even sweeter. That is super sweet now. You know what? I'm starting to get that herbal essence now. It's like blending in with that floral. The floralness there. Once you get past the other taste buds, it lingers around a little bit. Clear as fuck in your glass, too. It looked like water. That's so crazy about mezcal. Look at that. That looks just like water. You wouldn't know what this was if you saw me drinking this out of a glass. You'd just be like, oh, drinking water from a glass? Like, yeah, you know. And so until you see me make the face like, ooh. But this doesn't have any burn or stings or anything like that. It sticks around in your gums, but there's just not, like, really much flavor to it other than the cinnamon spice. Or the cinnamon sugar, you would say. The spice is just so mild. It's almost like when you go to a taco place and you get mild sauce. It's like, yeah. Actually, you know what? I take that fucking back, because mild sauce on a taco tastes fucking great. Like, it adds some flavor to it. This ain't really adding no flavor to it. It's generic as hell. I mean, yeah, I think I got my rating for this one. You know, if you want a daily sipper of mezcal and you want to, like, work your way into it, I think this is actually a good starting point here. And if you're like me, when you go looking for a new spirit and you're just baffled and confused and you walk into the store and you're just like, holy shit, I sent my barber there to Tequila Ranch to get some tequila, and I love this story he told me. He told me today when he went to go get the tequila, he was just like, yo, we opened this up. Because he's not really a big spirits guy or anything like that. And I told him to get this tequila. And he said, we're sipping this. And he's like, I think he's having like a dinner thing with him and his wife and another couple at his house. And he brought that tequila for that. And they were just sitting there and chatting and talking. And he was just like, we wasn't down in it. We were just sipping on it. And I was just like, that's the beauty of great alcohol, isn't it? Like, because he was expecting, like, oh, we just shoot it. And I was like, no, that's not what you do with great tequila or any spirit for that matter. You sit there and you sip it and you enjoy the flavors. He was telling me all the flavor notes to it and everything. And I was just like, damn, I think I broke you in now, huh? Like, he's all in it now. And he was just, like, impressed with, like, how much notes he caught on the tip of his tongue to the finish. Compared to, like, every other, like, he said he was, like, I think he said he shoots Cuervo and Patron and shit like that. And mind you, he shoots it. He doesn't drink it. So this is what he actually drank. And it was just incredible to hear his notes on that. So Tequila Ranch, man, that's the place, man. Paramount, California. In my old, well, I wouldn't say my old neck of the woods because I'm from Compton, but it's down the street. Well, it's not even down the street from my old house, but the next fucking city over. It's close enough. And it's literally on the same street as my barber shop. So it's easy to get there. Check them out. They're open 7 days a week. The owner there is fucking boss. He's amazing. He supplied me with good juice. You know what? I want to also throw in a quick review for some whiskey, too. So everybody knows that the Blue Spot was probably like one of the first whiskey to drop this. I wouldn't even want to say the first, but it was one of the first major allocated bottles that dropped that people were like hunting for some fucking reason. So me and Yoon finally opened them up because Yoon lost his goddamn mind at this liquor store. I mean, granted, I told him to get two. Everybody knows he's a big Irish whiskey guy. And I did tell him to get two, so I guess it's more on me. He ended up getting three bottles of Red Spot. We found them for a good price. I mean, not gonna lie. And I told him, I said, dude, I only paid $10 more for that for the bottle I had. So, and you can't find them damn Red Spot bottles anywhere. So I was like, dude, get two. And that motherfucker found out they had three. He's like, yeah, give me all three of them. So we got back to his place. We opened up one of his his only Blue Spot. We opened up that one. It's good. It's just meh. It really is just meh. I mean, I was so excited to open this bottle and finally try it out. And it was just there. I mean, there was really no excitement to it at all. It tastes just like... Matter of fact, you know, the biggest problem I had with it was... because, first of all, I heard everybody tell me how amazing it was. And I was just like, fuck, man, this is why you can't listen to reviews. You got to go about your own taste. But everybody said how amazing this juice was and how incredible it was. The biggest problem I had with it, and this is one of the few times you'll hear me say this year, because I'm looking back, and I don't remember saying this at all this year, and I guess maybe because I haven't had a bottle this young before, or this year, it tastes so young, like it was almost unfinished to me. Like, you can taste the age on it. Like, it wasn't aged very long, and I think it's only 7 years. And I was just like, man, this tastes just like it was an unfinished. You open up that Red Spot 15, that's just fucking perfection. I mean, so I don't want to shit on the Blue Spot, but, like, if you're looking for it, don't look that hard. You don't need to look that hard. damn sure don't overpay for it neither. I don't think it's worth over, I don't even want to say the worth of it, because Costco had them for like fucking $69 or something like that, a range or whatever, and I think that's pretty much the value that they're worth. But for Yoon, I would tell him to get another one, just because it's like, you know, it's a bottle that was discontinued in, for fucking decades now, and it made a comeback. So for him, as a big Irish lover, I would tell him to get it just for him to drink on one, hold the other one for a special Irish occasion, if you will, mainly St. Paddy's Day. But for anybody else that just wanted to try it, it's really forgettable. But the red spot, beautiful. I think on the blue spot, I'd probably drop a 2.0 on it, honestly. Yeah, probably drop 2.0. So, yeah, I just want to throw that quick review out there because I knew I would have forgot. But, yeah, we drank that, and I was just not that impressed with it at all. Neither was he. And he was looking for that bottle for, shit, a very long time. I'm not going to lie. I know a few times I slipped on it myself on getting it, because I could have had it earlier than when I got it. But it just wasn't that great. So that's my review on that one. And to get back to this mezcal, Jim and Bolt right now. Ooh. I think I like the blue, if I had to make a compare, I like the blue spot just a little bit more. And since I gave that a 2.0, I'm going to drop a 1.5 on this. I do think that this would go great in some cocktails, mezcal, margaritas, per se. And I do think this is a good entry point for new mezcal drinkers. Funny enough, I am a new mezcal drinker, but I'm also a very inexperienced alcoholic who's been drinking since for 13 years now. So, and I've drunk a lot of high quality shit in my time, whether it grows into whiskey, cognac, tequila. I guess that's pretty much the three spirits itself that I've drank in high quality. Oh, and wine too. I mean, you can throw that in there, drink that. So yeah. But as I drink this, I just go like, eh, this does nothing for me. I'm a little spoiled now, my mezcal. I had two fantastic ones previously. I get into this one, I just go like, it's just generic. I do think it's a great starter for new mezcal drinkers. But for me, or probably just new drinkers in general and stuff, for me, I like a well-balanced smoky mezcal. And this one just doesn't have enough of that smoky flavor that I enjoy. I do, when I say that this is good for first-time mezcal drinkers, is because it doesn't have that smokiness. And for some reason, I always think that, like, first-time anything, they just not going to have a thrill off the smokiness. I guess I'd be shocked that some people actually do like smokiness, but I always just find that to be a turnoff for some people. And I always tell them to go less smokier. So, but for me, I enjoy it. And it just doesn't have enough of that. It's very sweet. The finish is just, like, the finish is really fucking faded away now. Wow. Man, so, like, it has like, that little oomph still, where it just kind of, poof, hits you right in the back of your throat, and then it just vanishes. It's nothing there. So, yeah, I got to stick with the rating of a 1.5, because, man, that actually did nothing for me now. So, I think as an everyday sipper, this is fine. For the general audience here, but for someone like me or Cody, I don't think we'd be all that interested in this. So $35, that's a nice price range, actually. So I think I'd agree with the price range of it, and I think the bottle is very nice. If you were to tell me, hey, I'm trying to get a mezcal, do you think I should get this Jim and Bolt bottle? And I'd be like, well, what's your budget? If he tells me $50, then I'd be like, yeah, go ahead and get this then, that's fine. I mean, this ain't going to hurt the bank neither. So, yeah, it's a perfect bottle for you to get in there, too. I do think, though, if you are a first-time buyer of this, if you go into liking this and you're starting to think that, oh, all mezcal is sweet with a little bit of smoke on it, then, you know, I could see where that complicates things. Actually, that probably would complicate things a lot, to be honest, because then you'll be thinking every mezcal is like that. So it is unique in its own way, but it just tells me that, this mezcal was focused more. Ooh, take a bigger sip. It's not bad, you know, but 1.5. I'm sticking with that. And that is the end of the episode, people. I went 30 minutes, shockingly. And I was trying to keep this at 15 minutes, to be honest. I wanted to get text messages like, man, what the hell? Only 15 minute show, but 30 minutes it is, people, even when I'm by myself. So, you know, I went on those long, I didn't go on a long tent, rants about, like, fucking, you know, Blue Spot and stuff like that, which really wasn't a rant, it was an extra review, but I digress. So next week, we'll be back with our general schedule program here, which is Whiskey Week, Craft Beer Week, Mix and Match, and then Talking Cavalon, which I'm going to probably switch out anyway, because I'm kind of done with Cavalon. Man, so yeah, back into the whiskey thing here. So I already know what I'm popping open for that, and we're getting into the end of the year. God damn, we're in October already. Cody's birthday month, my brother and sister's birthday month too, my homegirl's birthday month, everybody's fucking birthday month. Gifts galore. Then we get into November and December. Ooh, Armagnac month coming up. So we'll be back next week for Whiskey Week. Until then, I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same. And them glasses, they'll never be dry. My clinking is getting so much fucking better by myself.